Christian Barrett kept hearing stories from friends and family about getting booted in Atlanta.
Personally, I've been booted quite a few times, and I've seen many people, my friends, family, pretty much everybody I know has been booted several times in the time frame since I've been here. So a lot of personal experience for sure.
About a year ago, he decided to take matters into his own hands and began producing keys that would unlock booths around the city. When he first started, Barrett said he would have about 20 orders a week, so he would go to a local locksmith and have the keys produced. A recent spike in popularity has increased the number of orders into the hundreds.
Now I make the keys myself. My locksmith taught me.
It takes him about 30 seconds to make a key, and he sells them at $50 each, but plans to lower the price to $35 soon. In terms of legality, there's a variety of opinion about what is legal or not in terms of removing the boots. Matt Wetherington is an Atlanta attorney that handles booting cases and praised the work Barrett is doing. However, he warned people about the dangers of removing boots themselves.
At the end of the day, as an attorney, what they're doing is both legally and physically dangerous. What they're doing could result in not just themselves, but their customers being criminally charged with a variety of crimes, including trespass.
Wetherington said even if the charges have no merit or would never be prosecuted, the hassle involved would be more than the $75 it costs to remove the boot. Some have tried to ban booting in Georgia. State Senator Josh McLaurin introduced a bill last legislative session to do so. McLaurin said the bill, which had bipartisan support, was out of committee and could have been called by the lieutenant governor on the last day of the session, but they ran out of time.
And I think that was a wake-up call, not just for the industry, but for anybody who might profit from this practice, including property owners, that drivers and consumers have really had enough of the abuse.
He said he plans to introduce the bill next legislative session.
The industry knows that the bill is coming back. If they want to talk about a compromise bill to do regulation instead of banning, we can talk about that. But you can tell from the level of outrage reflected in the public right now, not just the people with the booting keys, but everyday citizens, that this pressure is not going to go away.
This is Joseph Papp with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.